Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Jill, looking back on night number two, Serena Williams, Ekaterina Makarova, I think most fans in general and most quote-unquote tennis experts would have expected Serena to have a little bit tougher time than she did in beating Makarova 3-3.
Absolutely. I think it was a little bit of a surprise. I think people predicted that that one might go the distance in a long three-set match, and especially with the uncertainty of Serena's shoulder and how it fared in the Olympics this summer. But, you know, Serena really, I was looking at her stats, and she served, won first serve, 90% of her first serve points won. And so I think the shoulder's feeling pretty okay. And Makarova, I thought, played pretty well. And she went for her shots because she knew she had to bring her best game. But Serena had the answer for everything last night. I think Serena looked really sharp, and she looked focused.
I think maybe the best indicator that the shoulder wasn't bothering her was those dozen aces.
Right. Well, we know that's always going to happen in Serena's matches.
But you would think
she's come up with a few
if
aces.
She's dealing with a bum shoulder, that number would be down
and
a little bit.
And her serve, the miles per hour in her serve in Rio was significantly lower. But yesterday, there were a lot above the 120 mark.
And I found it interesting that in the post-match on-court interview, she didn't really want to get into it.
Right.
And very much skirted the issue. Let's talk about Andy Murray, a straight set win for him as well, as the number two seed embarks on really trying to overtake Novak Djokovic for number one in the world. That may be as big a challenge as trying to win his second U.S. Open.
Yeah, I think he's amongst a lot of the fans' favorite here to win the U.S. Open. Just because of the phenomenal year that he's had coming off Wimbledon and the gold medal, just had a great summer. And I think one of the questions was he's played so many matches that how is he going to hold up physically? But last night, I mean, he looked really sharp. I don't think he looked at all worried about physically how he's going to. I mean, he wasn't complaining about anything, and he was just really playing some good tennis. And Rizal is a tricky opponent. I mean, he can really sometimes just hit through you, but Andy's return game was phenomenal last night. As we know, that's his strength, but he really just played a sharp match.
And really, as far as, you know, the fans go who stayed up late
right.
into Monday night, it was very much a welcome respite to be out of here before
yes.
the crack of midnight, to have everybody maybe get some extra rest
right.
as opposed to the night before where we set a record going with a women's match until 1:48 New York time on Tuesday morning. So we go from one former champion in Murray to the parade of former champions here on day three. Novak Djokovic playing, Novak Djokovic, hello, playing tonight. Svetlana Kuznetsova, former women's champion, in action today. Marin Cilic, Rafael Nadal, also on court today. Let's take a look at their matches. It'll be Djokovic actually late this afternoon against Jiří Veselý, the 23-year-old Czech. How do you see that?
That one's interesting, especially because Veselý just beat Djokovic this year earlier. It was on a different surface. It was on clay in Monte Carlo earlier in April. And the way Djokovic looked to me the first night, I felt like he looked a little different to me than he normally does. He didn't have a lot of energy. I felt like he was a lot more subdued than we're used to seeing him. And he got the trainer out, had some work done on his arm. So there was already a question about how his left wrist was going to hold up on that backhand side. I thought he played pretty well, but mentally I thought he looked a little bit subdued.
Marin.
So I think that's going to be interesting. I still think Djokovic is probably going to come through.
Okay.
But that's going to be a test for him.
Not a big surprise. Fourth match of the day on court five, Marin Cilic. 2 years ago, the champion here. This year, the seventh seed against 30-year-old Sergei Stakhovsky of Ukraine.
Yeah, I think that one's. I think Cilic is a favorite to get pretty far in this tournament. He obviously the 2014 U.S. Open champion. He loves these courts. He loves playing here in New York City. Just beat Murray recently this summer in Cincinnati. And I didn't see much of his first match, but he's always a dangerous opponent.
Our nightcap will be Rafa Nadal, number four seed this year, against the veteran Italian Andrea Seppi.
And they just played at the Olympics. And Nadal won that match in straight sets. Seppi is always a tough opponent. He's going to make you play. He doesn't give you a ton of errors. And Nadal, we think, you know, we've talked about how he's not as sharp as he used to be when he was number one. Last year, I felt like he lost a little bit of velocity on the forehand side, but when I saw him play the other day in his first round, I thought he looked a little bit better, and I think he's moving a little bit better. So I think he's going to come up on top of that match.
And we'll also have former women's champion, match number two here at Ash, Svetlana Kuznetsova, coming off a 1-2 dismantling of Francesca Schiavone. She'll play Caroline Wozniacki, who had a comeback from a set down on Monday against Taylor Townsend.
Yeah, I favor Kuznetsova in that match. I think she's playing really well. I think not a lot of people are talking about her, even though she is a former champion here. And Wozniacki is a really tough opponent, but Wozniacki suffered a little bit with some injuries this last year. So I think Kuznetsova is going to win that match.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.